And maybe I can track this out a little bit in terms of how you approach these patients and how you integrate the taxanes, bevacizumab, and other chemotherapy strategies in metastatic disease. So I'm going to present to you sort of a theoretical scenario that's similar to what we asked the physicians in this survey, which is we have a 60-year-old woman who has a triple negative breast cancer, in other words, ER/PR, HER2 negative breast cancer. It was diagnosed a couple years ago, node negative. She receives adjuvant AC chemotherapy without a taxane, and then 3 years later presents with bone pain and is found to have a number of bone metastases, a number of which are moderately painful. The rest of the workup shows no evidence of metastatic disease. Can you talk a little bit about what the options would be that you might discuss with a patient like this?
So in that situation, there would be typically three non-protocol options that I would discuss with the patient. One would be the use of single-agent capecitabine. It's an oral regimen, usually well-tolerated. The second would be the use of single-agent nab-paclitaxel. Just as we've talked about, when I use nab-paclitaxel, I typically use one of the weekly schedules. And the other alternative would be paclitaxel plus bevacizumab. That would be another option that I would discuss with her. Each of those required have differences in terms of travel time, infusion times, expense, and there are some toxicity differences that may be important to the patient.
Now, it's interesting that you would use the nab-paclitaxel when you're not using bevacizumab, but when you do use bevacizumab, you'd use paclitaxel. What's behind that?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, there is uncertainty about what the precise mechanism of action of bevacizumab is. Besides reducing circulating levels of the vascular endothelial growth factor, bevacizumab also increases blood vessel permeability, especially to large molecules. And the reason that bevacizumab adds to the effectiveness of paclitaxel may be that the bevacizumab is making the blood vessel more permeable, so that paclitaxel, which is a very large molecule, can simply get out of the bloodstream into the tumor in an expedited fashion. With nab-paclitaxel, the albumin coating around the paclitaxel alters the mechanism of uptake of the drug, and so the drug becomes non-diffusion dependent, non-vascular permeability dependent, if you will. And so if the bevacizumab mechanism of action is vascular permeability, that may have little, if any, effect on the efficacy of the nab-paclitaxel, while it would potentially have substantial activity or impact on activity of the paclitaxel.